Hey guys, this is Steve Newland with the Find Your Money Path show. Hey, it would mean so much to me if you just took a couple seconds before you listen to this podcast and left a rating and review. I can't tell you how much that helps other people find the podcast and engage with what we're doing. I hope you enjoy this episode. On this episode, we're going to talk about how to budget for transportation-related expenses, and we're actually going to figure out how can you go throughout life and never have a car payment ever again. Hey everyone, welcome back to this episode of the Find Your Money Path show. Thank you so much for joining me for a few minutes today just to talk a little bit about money. My goal with this whole podcast is just to provide some thoughts or some insights about money that is just easily digestible. I know with money, it just can get very complicated and it can get hard to understand, and there's a lot of people who talk about it on a very like intellectual level. My goal is just to help make this thing simple. So on today's episode, we're going to continue the series that we've been doing, and that's we're going through every single section of the Find Your Money Path budget and just looking at, you know, what's a reasonable estimate for how much should I be spending of my, you know, income in each area of the budget. If you want to follow along, you can go to findyourmoneypath.com/blog and look for any of these how to budget for podcasts or blog posts, and you'll be able to actually download a copy of the Find Your Money Path budget right from that website. All right, so let's jump into it. Today, we're going to talk about transportation, and I'll go through the different line items here, but at a high level, a general suggested guidance is between 5 and 10% of your income, and this can be either net or gross. It's just a general range, 5 to 10% of your income. So the different line items that I have in here is pretty basic: gasoline, auto insurance, repairs and maintenance, and then registration and tags. So it's not complicated, just four line items there, pretty simple. I don't include car payments in this section. That's actually included in a previous section, the debt section, consumer debt. And the reason is I like to see on the budget how much of our money is going towards debt. Now, while that is a transportation cost, I still like to show, you know, how much of it's going towards debt, because I think that's important to know. We'll go through line by line here, and this will be a pretty quick episode because there's only four line items, but gasoline, you know, that's just simple. We have to pay for gas in the car. I mean, there's really nothing we can do there. And what a typical range is that I see, and this is more for Atlanta, and obviously this is going to drastically depend on how far you live to and from work, how much extra stuff you're doing, but I generally see this around $100 to $200 per car or per person per month. That's generally what I see as a typical range. You might actually could include things like Uber in here if you take Uber a lot. I actually just had a friend who reached out and said he got rid of his car and he's taking Uber to and from work. So that would be somewhere you would put Uber or Lyft, or even, you know, if you're riding public transportation, you'd put it in this line item, gasoline. The next line item is auto insurance. So sometimes this can be bundled with other types of insurance like home insurance or renter's insurance. But I keep it here just in case people pay it separately. And a lot of people do. Most people do pay this separately. So one area of opportunity that I would say that I see pretty much across the board, I mean, this is just a rough guess, but I would say like 90%, if not higher, of people that I work with and that people's budgets that I've seen are paying auto insurance monthly. And what people don't realize is that you can actually get about a 10% discount. Now, this is going to vary by insurance company and all that good stuff, and probably your driving record. I'm not an insurance expert, but most likely you can get a 10% discount just by paying that premium in a 6-month time period. What I mean by that is you just take 6 monthly payments and you just pay that all at once twice a year, and you'll get a 10% discount off of that. Now, you have to go to your insurance company and just ask them, make sure that that would be the case. But in all of the insurance companies that I've ever worked with, and I tend to switch every so often, I've never not gotten this discount. Now, what you just have to be able to do is you've got to be able to have a few hundred extra dollars in the bank to be able to cover that all at once. So, you know, if you're living paycheck to paycheck or you're right at the margin every month, this may not be an easy thing to do right away. But again, if there's anywhere we can save 10% You know, that's basically getting one free month of auto insurance a year. I mean, that's worth it, right? And especially in an area that, you know, most people, we don't love paying for auto insurance. Why not save money if you can? Another thing that my wife and I just discovered this year was the ability to get a discount from a defensive driving course. Now, I covered this in podcast episodes 35, and then I had a quick update in episode 43. Go check that out because, again, this might get you between another 5 and 10% discount on top of paying your premium every 6 months, which is another 10%. So you could be looking at potentially between 15% and 20% savings on your auto insurance just by those two things. And some of this, again, is going to vary very much by situation, you know, depending on your driving record and all that stuff. But these are things that you can go talk to your insurance company about or your insurance agent about and just say, hey, is there any possibility that I can get discounts in these areas? The next line item is repairs and maintenance. This is what everyone hates. Everyone, you know, when you go to the, if you're anything like me, you go to the car mechanic and you're like, okay, I'm coming in for an oil change and I'm just waiting for them to tell me, you need to get new brakes, you need to get new tires, you need a new belt here or there. And then all of a sudden I came in for a $49.99 oil change and I walk out with a $1,300 bill. How frustrating is that? One thing that I will tell you has completely changed just my own personal, you know, worry with this part of the budget. I used to hate going into the auto mechanic. Because I was just waiting for that huge bill to happen, and I hated the idea of having to take out a savings or cutting away from, you know, other areas that I wanted to use that money for that month. But one thing I'll tell you that really, really has made this area of the budget for me personally, and even for people that I've worked with, sting a little bit less, is just to set up a separate account or a separate savings goal every month. Even if you don't have car expenses, you know, repairs and maintenance in that month, just putting a few, you know, some money aside every single month, and then that when that expense comes, you've already been saving the money up, and you just pull it right out of that account, or you pull it right out of that fund that you have. I can't tell you how much more peace I have with money in this area. We don't even worry about if we have, you know, brand new tires we need to get. It's just like, great, how much do we have in the fund? Let's pull it out. We've been saving for this all along. There's a lot less stress to that. Think about that from a practical standpoint. If you were to save $200 a month every, you know, month for a year, that's $2,400 for car repairs. Now, you know, depending on the type of car you have and how old it is, you know, will you hit that? Maybe, it just depends. Our cars are between 6 and 8 years old each, and I don't think, you know, combined, I don't think we've hit $2,400 in maintenance the past couple of years. And we've had some pretty big things done, like brakes. And we actually both just got brand new tires on the car. So, you know, that's, you got to figure that number out for yourself. But again, a couple hundred dollars a month, you just start setting it aside and then you build this fund up. What's interesting is that, let's say you have a good year and you don't have any car repairs, right? Well, if you keep saving this money up, all that's going to be able to do is be used for a down payment on a new car, or even better, what if you had it put, or you were putting aside enough money diligently that in 5, 7, 10 years from now, you could just pay for a car in cash. You don't even have to worry about financing it. You don't have to worry about paying interest on it. You can negotiate a little bit harder when you have cash and you go to a car mechanic or a car salesman. Now, it's not as fun as just going out and getting the brand new car right when we want it and being able to afford the payment. But again, $200 a month, you know, that's less than a typical car payment. And the benefit of doing it this way and saving it up and just paying cash, you don't have to pay interest on that. And you might be able to get a better car because you can negotiate a little bit harder. The only reason I say that is because I've seen it firsthand. I've done this. We've saved cash and paid for cars straight up in cash, and we've been able to negotiate significantly harder because we don't have to rely on that company that we're buying the car from to give us money. If I go to somebody and I say, hey, I want to buy this from you, but I need money from you to buy this thing, you just have less leverage, right? I mean, but if you just go to someone and say, hey, I have this money, do you want it? and you have a lot more leverage in that scenario. Last line item, sorry, I got off on a little bit of a tangent there. I love that topic. I love talking about saving up for a car as you go, is just registration and tags. Typically, this is like one time throughout the year, depending on what state you live in. If you're here in Georgia, it honestly shouldn't be that much at all. And honestly, you might not even need this line item in your budget. It might be $20, $50, $100 a year. It's really, really not that bad. So in summary, a general target is between 5% and 10% of your income going towards transportation. Again, this might not be the reality for everyone, but this is just a high level suggested range. And if you go below or above that, that just means you have extra to play with and the rest of your budget, or you're gonna have to find other areas in your budget to sacrifice if this takes up more of your budget. Well, hey, I hope this was helpful for you today. If you know anyone that would be helped by this episode, please send this along. Shoot a quick screenshot of this and just text them or put it on social media and tag them. That'd mean the world to me. I appreciate you guys.